The Pennsylvania Supreme Court redrew that state's congressional map earlier this week, and when they did it, they got help from one particular man, Nate Persily.
Ultimately, the map writing comes down to one person, Professor Persily from California.
That's the voice of Drew Crompton. He's the lead attorney representing Republicans in Pennsylvania State Senate. We spoke to Drew on our program on Friday when we did a deep dive into gerrymandering.
Most of my people are incredibly frustrated by, one, the fact that the Supreme Court thinks they have this right, and two, that not only do they think they have this right, but they're going to turn it over to a professor from California to determine which congressional districts we have in Pennsylvania. People find that incredibly offensive. I find it offensive.
The Pennsylvania map might be more competitive for Democrats now after the redraw, but it's not the first time that an outside consultant has been called in to fix a state for gerrymandering or a redistricting mess. Justin Levitt is a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles and a redistricting expert himself. Professor, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Professor Levitt, Nate Persily has been on this show several times talking about gerrymandering. Remind listeners of his background and why the Pennsylvania Supreme Court picked him to help redraw their congressional maps after this long fight.
I think the Pennsylvania Supreme Court picked him to help them, and that's exactly the right word, in part because he is so solidly bipartisan and neutral in his background, and in part because he's so solidly accomplished in his experience. He was picked to help at least five other courts, actually six other courts, including one just a few years ago, draw their own lines in jurisdictions as varied as New York and Maryland, Georgia, Connecticut. He was also picked by the Democrats' top lawyer and the Republicans' top lawyer, a very bipartisan pick, when they needed someone to call on as their research director for a bipartisan commission on election administration in 2013. I'll also say that Nate started his career at the University of Pennsylvania, so to call him a California law professor ignores the fact that he's got some pretty deep roots in the state.
This is an enormous amount of power, to be fair, resting in the hands of one person, isn't it?
Well, it's an enormous amount of power resting in the hands of the court, but it's the power that we give them. The Pennsylvania State Supreme Court was interpreting the Pennsylvania State Constitution, and if the legislature doesn't like that, they really have to look to the Pennsylvania State Constitution to blame. The Pennsylvania State Supreme Court asked for assistance. I don't think they simply turned over the keys and let Nate drive away with them.
And what does that assistance look like when it gets down to it? What does his assistance really look like when he's suggesting to the court how to draw lines?
He's actually drawing the lines on a map using software that allows you to draw the lines on a map that helps you keep track of how many people are in each district, first and foremost, because the districts have to be roughly equally populated, that helps him keep track of the racial composition where that's relevant, where the Voting Rights Act actually implies an obligation to draw the district in a particular way. And beyond that, he's following county lines, he's following municipal lines, he's abiding by the criteria that the court set. That can be tricky in some circumstances.
Your take on Pennsylvania's new map?
My take is that it's certainly more fair and equitable than the map that was originally drawn at the beginning of the cycle, which is the point. The map that the court drew is much more regular. It abides by the criteria that they laid out, the fact that the districts would be compact, that they would be contiguous, that they would follow other political boundaries like city and county lines. And in the process, it helps create a more competitive election field rather than one that was designed to be skewed from the get-go to benefit one particular party and punish another.
Justin Levitt, professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. Professor, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.